Good morning to you and welcome to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Mike Pearsall here in the chair with all the latest news for you ahead of a big weekend of Anzac Day clashes in both the NRL and the AFL. And the team lists are in for round 8 of the NRL. The Roosters receiving a boost ahead of their clash tomorrow with the Dragons. Sam Walker returns from concussion and Dominic Young will be back from suspension. That drops Michael Jennings out of the side. The ladder leading Cronulla Sharks have named Daniel Atkinson to partner Nico Hines in the halves on Sunday when they face the Raiders in Canberra. Braden Trindle has been stood down after failing a roadside drug and alcohol test. Nathan Cleary's locked in to return for the Penrith Panthers on Saturday. He's named at halfback for the Panthers' clash with the Cowboys in Townsville. Jason Taumalolo has been dropped to the bench after the Cowboys' humiliating loss to the Sharks last week. Meanwhile, Parramatta coach Brad Arthur has named another youngster to debut this season with Ethan Sanders to start at halfback against Manly on Friday. He was picked on the same day the 19-year-old told the club he'd agreed terms to join the Canberra Raiders next season. Meanwhile, Eels players are doing their best to shield Coach Arthur from the spotlight, promising to take accountability for their recent performances. Captain Clint Gutherson insists Arthur is the man to lead them forward.
We're letting them down at the moment. It's not the other way around. He's doing everything he can to make sure we're ready to go, putting all the belief in us, and we're not paying him back. So it's nothing to do with what the staff are doing. It's on us as players and me as captain of the club.
In AFL, Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin expects Clayton Oliver, fresh from finger surgery, to get back to his best in tonight's pre-Anzac Day blockbuster against Richmond.
He's as eager as ever. There's no question that carrying that finger for 3 weeks, the weight of that in the last game especially, was getting really hard for him. So to get that fixed, to get him healthy and to get him, you know, functioning really well is important. And he's got that eagerness and that energy to come out and perform.
The Tigers have confirmed Dylan Grimes and Jacob Hopper will return for the clash. GWS star Toby Green has failed to overturn a rough conduct charge at the AFL Tribunal. He'll now serve the 8th ban of his career, missing tomorrow's game with Brisbane. However, star forward Jesse Hogan is free to play, having his one-game suspension for striking dismissed. Elsewhere, Dockers midfielder and former skipper Nat Fyfe is hopeful they can snap their losing streak when they face the Bulldogs on Saturday, but he admits it'll be a challenge.
Their win-loss potentially isn't reflective of how well they're actually going, and they've got some all-Australian midfielders with Bontempelli, Liberatore should come back, McRae. So, yeah, this will be a big challenge for some of our younger midfielders and our midfield in general, but we've got Joel Corey on our side. He was at the Dogs previously. We think this is a challenge we're up for.
Jai Amis will miss the match due to concussion protocols. Sam Switkowski and Michael Frederick are both pushing to return from injury. And elsewhere, Max Holmes has signed a 4-year contract extension with Geelong. The 21-year-old is agreeing to a deal that would take him through until at least the end of 2028. In golf, Aussie player Minwoo Lee's meteoric rise in world golf has seen him labelled a dream pick for the international team at the President's Cup. The world number 32 has picked up plenty of fans during his first year as a full-time PGA Tour member. Captain's assistant Jeff Ogilvie says Lee's charisma suits the format perfectly.
He can take the crowd along with him. You know, he's that sort of guy. He brings such enthusiasm with an unbelievable game as well. I mean, he's clearly world class. He's one of the best young players in the world. But he's going to bring an excitement and the fist pumps.
Nikita Zhu and Danilo Criati have both made weight ahead of their fight tonight for the Australian super welterweight title at Sydney's Horton Pavilion. Although it was close for Zhu, he was late for the weigh-in as he was trying desperately to shed a couple of kilos before reaching the scales. In football, Mariners striker Angel Torres will miss the Central Coast A-League finals campaign after being charged with sexual assault. Over to the EPL, Arsenal is leading Chelsea 3-0 in the second half. If it stays this way, Arsenal will move 3 points clear at the top of the table with 4 games to play, 3 points ahead of Liverpool, albeit having had played a game extra on the Reds. They'll be 4 points ahead of Manchester City, who have 2 games in hand. And in tennis, Thanasi Kokkinakis has defeated Dominic Thiem 6-1, 6-3 to qualify for the Madrid Open. That's the latest from Wide World of Sports. Mike Pearsall here with you in the chair. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow morning for an Anzac Day preview.